WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump is promising to release details today about the money raised for veterans groups earlier this year, how much and where it went.
All of the groups that have gotten the money will be announced on Tuesday. We're having a big press conference.
Promising to answer persistent questions about money raised at a veterans fundraiser in January. Here's a clip from the event earlier this year.
The sign was just given, we just cracked $6 million, right? $6 million.
Since then, reporters have asked exactly how much money was raised at the event and distributed by his foundation. They've gotten incomplete and contradictory information. I'm Kim Hutcherson.
North Korea has reportedly attempted to launch another missile, although it also appears to be another failure.
Everyone in the region is concerned that these tests continue to happen. We had a relatively peaceful and quiet May when it comes to testing, but now it appears we are back to what Kim Jong-un feels is a very important part of his rule.
Correspondent Paula Hancock's South Korean government officials aren't confirming what type of missile they believe it was, but local media suggest it was a medium-range missile, the fourth such failed test by North Korea. Former Attorney General Eric Holder says Edward Snowden performed a public service in stoking a national debate about secret surveillance programs.
The former attorney general says Snowden's leaks harmed American interests.
Agents were put at risk. Relationships with other countries were harmed.
And that the former NSA contractor should still return to the U.S. to stand trial. But in a podcast with CNN commentator David Axelrod, Eric Holder says whatever punishment Snowden might receive, it should be weighed against the usefulness, in his words, of the national debate he started about secret government surveillance programs.
I think a judge could take into account the usefulness of having had that national debate.
Snowden still lives in Russian exile and faces U.S. charges that could land him in prison for up to 30 years. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Five Montgomery County Council members could, right now, be serving their last terms in office if a referendum to impose term limits is passed in November.
That referendum would limit
council members and the executive to three consecutive four-year terms.
And it would be retroactive, according to activist Robin Ficker, who petitioned to get the referendum on the November ballot.
It's a little bit like trying to save the horses when the barn's already burned down.
Ficker says the lack of turnover on the council has made it possible for property tax hikes like the one last week to keep passing. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
We're just a few months away now from the opening of the new MGM casino at National Harbor.
They're closing the building in and starting work on the interior.
We're still targeting for fourth quarter this year.
That interior work includes decorating what GM Bill Boesberg calls the 74 world-class suites at the hotel.
The suites will have floor-to-ceiling windows, providing really awe-inspiring views of national monuments, the Potomac.
2,000 construction workers right now are on the job, and dealer school started now ahead of the opening.
You get to get paid to come to work and play cards every day. There's nothing better than that.
He says they're keeping their commitment to hire at least 3,600 workers from Prince George's County as well. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
More flooding's expected today in some rural southeast Texas counties, where the Brazos River is expected to hit a record crest of 53.5 feet by midday. A federal judge in Arizona is holding a hearing today to address how to handle the Maricopa County Sheriff's refusal to stop immigration patrols targeting Latinos. Sheriff Joe Arpaio was found in civil contempt 2 weeks ago. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,873, the Nasdaq at 49.34. Sports, the Nats get a win over the Phillies, the O's lose to the Red Sox. NBA, the Golden State Warriors advance to the finals against Cleveland. NHL, the Penguins beat the Sharks to take game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. WMAL News Time 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as morning Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You listen here, you are on the cutting edge of societal evolution.
Rush. Weekdays at noon.
Which means you will know what's important before what's important becomes important.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Oh, yes.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Are you ready for the summer heat? How about that heat coming through your windows, driving up your utility bills? That sounds hot and costly to me. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and replacing those windows with Thompson Creek Window Company's super energy efficient windows sounds better. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own windows made just for our climate and just for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. Right now, for a limited time, get 20% off all windows, plus no money down, no interest, and and no payments until 2018. Subject to credit approval, third-party financing. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Thompson Creek Window Company is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you the Thompson Creek difference. You will be amazed. Make sure you ask them about their double lifetime guarantee. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 had a stalled car heading eastbound near 123 that was quickly moved out of the travel lanes. And really the slowest stretch I see on 66 is pushing through Manassas and towards Centerville. And of course that 28 northbound delay through the signal lights heading up to 66. We have the stop and go. Volume on 95, 395 still in good shape. Leaving the Beltway, cross the 14th Street Bridge. Lanes open on the southeast southwest freeway each direction between the 11th Street Bridge and the 14th Street Bridge. That checks out fine. For 50 BW Parkway and heading to the New York Kenilworth Avenue split, that starts off incident free out of Brandywine 5301. Just some of that volume forming, lanes open, and the volume with us on 270 leaving Frederick toward Clarksburg. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment option, and Washington, D.C. He's only comprehensive cancer care center. You can learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A dry start to a new work week, an abbreviated week. Clouds in this morning but breaking and becoming just partly cloudy with some patchy fog. As we go through the first part of the day, stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon, up to 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Sidgwick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Burke, 68 in La Plata, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. Why the Secret Service rushed the stage at a Bernie Sanders event in California. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We got a great show lined up for you. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, we're going to have John Fund. How does the addition of the Libertarians to the race change the equation? John Fund, 7:05. Coming up then at 8:05, Ambassador John Bolton will join us. The North Koreans acting up again. And at 8:35, the one, the only, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And Eric Holder yesterday, former Attorney General of the United States, and now a high-priced Washington, D.C. lawyer, raking in the bucks, appeared on a podcast with David Axelrod. And boy, what a party that must be, Brian Wilson. David Axelrod and Eric Holder in a dark room with a couple of microphones. Man, that is audio gold. But he did give us this soundbite.
We can certainly argue about the way in which Snowden did what he did, but I think that he actually performed a public service by raising the debate that we engaged in and by the changes that that we made. Now, I would say that doing what he did, the way he did it, was inappropriate and illegal.
What he did was inappropriate and illegal. And by the way, when he was Attorney General, he threatened to throw every law in the book at him. In fact, he refused to suggest that he would take any punishment off the table in negotiating and bringing Snowden back into the United States to face justice. And that's one of the reasons why Snowden has decided to stay overseas, because, you know, he wants to make sure that, oh, I don't know, maybe the death penalty will be taken off the table, which Attorney General Eric Holder, yeah, when he was Attorney General, wouldn't do. And now he's saying he performed a public service. Well, can you have it both ways? I mean, how do you? You've performed a great public service. Now, stand by while we strap you into the electric chair,
yeah,
and
yeah,
fry you for treason. How can he be treasonous and yet still perform a public service? I don't get it. 888-630-9625. Your reaction to Eric Holder trying to, I don't know, maybe he wants to sign Snowden up as a client now that he's cashing in on his life there as a high-priced Washington attorney. 888-630-WMAL. I'm sorry, Eric Holder. You can't have it both ways. It's one way or the other. It can't be both. Now, he broke the law, and he should face justice for that, but I'm not with the people who say that he is, you know, what he did was the same as selling the hydrogen bomb secrets, and he should face the same penalty that the Rosen... Was it the Rosenbergs? That's the Rosenbergs. He shouldn't. He's not that level of a traitor. I think that he did, in fact. He changed policy in the United States of America. I think his actions, though they, you know, again, absolutely were criminal, and there should be a penalty for that. And by the way, Edward Snowden recognizes that and is willing to face a penalty, but just not the capital punishment. I do think that what Edward Snowden did had some merit. And I think that Eric Holder here has stumbled upon a half-truth, although he is a hypocrite, for not actually standing by that idea when he held elected, or excuse me, when he held office.
Yeah, listen, I hear what Eric Holder has said, and back when all of this was breaking and was a real story, I said exactly the same thing. I think that there is some form of public service to what he did, and that many Americans and many members of Congress, many elected officials, were not aware of the depth of what was going on at the National Security Agency, and that he brought this to the public's attention. Congress listened to this information and actually did take action. Should Edward Snowden have done it a different way? I wish he had, but I also don't think that he, like you, Larry, that he should face the death penalty for bringing something to the American people's attention that resulted in Congress actually taking action and changing the law. How's that such a horrible thing? I don't defend the way he did it, but I do think there was some public service to it. And I'm shocked that Eric Holder has now come to this opinion. I mean, what happened? Did he get on the outside and just have a different opinion, or did he hold this opinion all along? But others within the Justice Department did not felt strongly about it the other way. I don't know what it is, but it does appear that he is trying to have it both ways.
Yeah, he absolutely is. But, you know, that's what happens when you are faced with reality, despite your political leanings, and when you have to uphold an administration's position on something.
But I think that he actually performed a public service by raising the debate.
All right. Did he perform a public service, Edward Snowden, or is he just a traitor, a treasonous traitor, beginning and end of the story, no gray area, no middle ground? Where do you stand on this? 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. It should also be noted that when Eric Holder could have actually made a difference, when he could have stood up and say, wait, there's some serious things being raised here. There is a serious public policy debate happening, and there is no evidence, as the federal judge here in Washington, D.C. has determined, there is no evidence that anything that the NSA is doing in terms of this data collection is actually protecting American lives and protecting American national security. So maybe we need to look at this for a moment, because Snowden didn't have an appropriate avenue where he could have given this information to a whistleblower. He could have done that. But he didn't. He refused to, and he wouldn't. Instead, he towed the administration line at a time when Barack Obama needed to show the world that he was being tough. And let's face it, this administration, Brian, absolutely hates any kind of leaks of any kind whatsoever.
Right.
They hate being shown to be in any way, you know, the bad guys like George. You know, this is Dick Cheney, George Bush stuff. They're the ones who snoop on you, not us, until it's actually revealed that they are, in fact, doing, in fact, much worse a kind of surveillance on the American people than George Bush was ever accused of.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, I understand those who are in the national security arena who have a very different opinion about this. And they say, we're not trying to snoop on people. We're only trying to protect you and to make sure that we know what our enemies are up to. And I appreciate that. But I don't think that many Americans were aware of just how pervasive the gathering of information was and how much information was at the fingertips of our national security apparatus. So, you know, I think Edward Snowden actually did come forward, and I almost said Jon Snow. Edward Snowden.
Catching up on your Game of Thrones there,
yeah,
Abraham?
I guess.
Yeah, don't get too attached to Jon Snow. Joe in Bedford, you're first up on WMAL, Joe. What do you say?
I think that Eric Holder showed his true colors when he dropped the prosecution of the New Black Panthers in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They were already convicted, and he dropped the prosecution prior to sentencing.
Yeah, you're right. In fact, that happened, a few months into the administration. But frankly, absolutely. He also said, remember his speech about how the American people are cowards when it comes to race. He said that even before he was sworn in as Attorney General. I think he had just passed his confirmation hearings, and then he made that statement. So you're right. We've known his true colors from the beginning. Yeah. He is a political animal, and he'll go wherever the political winds are blowing. Now that he's out of office, he's looking at it, and he's seeing, people actually think Edward Snowden, according to the polls, he's not the treasonous traitor that deserves the electric chair like we thought when I was Attorney General. Well, maybe I'll say this now. A public service. How can you have a public service and yet still be a traitor? We want you to explain that, please. 888-630-9625. Edward Snowden, back in the news. More of your calls in a moment at 6:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. How about that, Jamie Witten? She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And how about the start of this commute? Good. 270's just been about the volume. Maryland Beltway starting to see a little bit of it getting sluggish now as you leave Silver Spring, College Park, I should say, and heading over toward Georgia Avenue into Silver Spring. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, any latecomers from the beach? That looks good. No problems. And then we're going to see a little bit of volume 50 inside the Beltway as well as the BW Parkway. Heading down to New York, Kenilworth Avenue split. Now for 210, slowing. Crews are responding to the broken down car as you're heading up toward the Beltway, northbound 210 before you get to Kirby Hill Road. So a little bit of extra activity there, a little extra time needed. For 95, Virginia through Stafford, Dale City to Woodbridge, sluggish. 66, we had a broken down car, second one of the morning, as you come out of Manassas and towards Centerville, and that's over to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. High of 87 degrees. Tonight, some passing clouds and then maybe a stray shower overnight. Low 68. Tomorrow, we'll have some clouds and sunshine with, again, a possible stray shower or thunderstorm sometime tomorrow. High of 84. Right now, it's 72 degrees. It's 6:16 on WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
But I think that he actually performed a public service by raising the debate.
That's Eric Holder at a podcast with David Axelrod, produced by CNN, saying, yeah. Edward Snowden, it performed a public service. Wow. Wow, what a change of tune.
Yeah,
that
it seems
is.
To be, doesn't it? Yeah.
Mike in Springfield, you're next up on WMAL. Are they opening the door here for Snowden to come back and face justice without the threat of the electric chair? What do you think, Mike?
I think he shouldn't have been considered a traitor to begin with. Look at the political setup. You had the Obama administration in control, Eric Holder. You had the Justice Department in Obama's pocket. You had the Congress in the Democrats' pocket. Who else was he going to go to? He had nowhere to turn to be able to blow the whistle, because everybody who would have blown the whistle had no place, no power.
Yeah. You're right. We heard this when the story first broke, Mike. He works for a contractor who deals with these things, and there people called in anonymously and said there's no mechanism for whistleblowers to come forward and speak out. They're absolutely retaliated against. And by the way, look at what's happening when we do have whistleblowers in the VA and in the Justice Department. Look at the whistleblowers in the Justice Department who spoke out against Cheryl Mills destroying documents down in the basement at Foggy Bottom. He was, excised from the department, and when I forget his name now off the top of my head, the guy who wrote poetry about Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Right. I mean, he did not go well for him.
No. This government punishes people like Edward Snowden.
Where's the justice?
There is none. Well, this guy was in charge of justice, Mike, and he beat his chest when it was politically advantageous for him, and now that he's out of office, he performed a great public service. Jim in Fredericksburg, you're next up on WMAL. What do you see in this story, Jim?
Hey, Jim, good morning.
I think he's setting it up so that he can comment on the eventual resolution of the Hillary Clinton email scandal, to where basically he can say that was a public service, too.
Oh,
I hadn't thought about that. That's very interesting, Jim.
he leaked all that classified information, and he said, it's a public service. Well, I mean, he can make the same comparison with what she did. Say that's a public service, too.
Oh, God.
Wow.
All right. Thanks,
wow, that's interesting, and I had never put that together.
Jim's playing Spock chess while the rest of us just play Parcheesi.
We're just playing checkers.
So, see, the message has been sent out, Brian, that we need to start making apologies and excuses and praise Edward Snowden
for
leaking
violated
information. Yeah. Yeah, maybe David Petraeus is going to get the Presidential Medal of Freedom soon.
How did we not see that?
Well, because
we have really smart people who listen to this program.
Or maybe they're seeing conspiracies that don't actually exist. It's possible.
No, that one sounds right to me.
Chuck in College Park. Thanks for the call, Jim. Chuck in College Park is next up on WMAL. Eric Holder says Edward Snowden, a public service.
Yeah, much like the first caller, I have a real problem with this because Mr. Holder, as the Attorney General, had avenues and mechanisms to review the material that needed to be discussed and allowed and be able to present it in a forum where bad things wouldn't happen to good people. So to come out now and say you did a public service is a bit disingenuous because you didn't leverage your abilities in office to comb through stuff and keep things quiet that needed to be kept quiet. You can't come out now and praise him and take him off the hot seat. And I think your second caller might be onto something, that this is, we're clearing the road here for amnesty for Hillary.
Mm. All right, we will bear that in mind and watch this as it develops. That's rather insidious, but I guess, you know, listen, did Hillary Clinton's emails, though, were not in publicly disclosed to expose any government wrongdoing. In fact, it is government wrongdoing, frankly.
I mean, the argument will be made, you know, if they take a pass on Hillary, the argument will be made, how can you give a pass on Hillary when you have what you did to Edward Snowden? You won't let him come back to the country. You press these charges against him. You know, they both released classified information or made classified information available to our enemies.
So instead, the answer is, okay, you're right. We're going to give Edward Snowden a pass as well.
Was not such a bad guy after all. So then we have a softer approach to Hillary. I think there may be something to that.
It's 6:21 on WMAL.
This is Jamie Witten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
You got graduation parties coming up. You got Father's Day celebrations. How was your Memorial Day? Look around your house. You know, believe it or not, you had a lot of people tracking some gunk into your home and messing up your carpet. So you got to get them clean before the big graduation celebrations and your Father's Day. So call Zero Res. Zero Res. They're the ones who can clean up the dirt, the mud, the traffic marks, the smell from the bad odors, the wine stains like they did in my house. Yeah, there were a few wine stains. In fact, there's a couple more coming back now. I might have to have them out again. For just $39 a room, Zero Res is going to come out and pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets. By the way, how were your allergies this weekend? Man, when I was outside, my allergies were awful this weekend. I was out in Northern Virginia, and I was attacked by allergies on this beautiful Memorial Day weekend. But when I got home, well, I breathed clean because all that pollen got cleaned up out of my carpets thanks to Zero Res. Once again, it's the Larry O'Connor WMAL special, limited time only, $39 a room. $39 a room. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's spelled the same, Zerorez.
You called 1-800-GOT-JUNK?
Yes, I did. Please come in, all of you.
Yes, sir.
I have a close friend who told me the secret of his happiness the other day.
What did he tell you, sir?
He said to own fewer things, but better things.
He sounds like a wise friend. All you have to do is point.
This feels good. Fewer things, but better things.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
All you have to do is point. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Each franchise independently owned and operated. Offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're going to love this house. It just came on the market. It's gorgeous inside. Here we are.
Oh my gosh, look at this room. The window coverings are stunning. It's straight out of a magazine.
Isn't it incredible? The best part? They didn't even hire a decorator. Budget Blinds did it all.
Budget Blinds?
Yep, Budget Blinds. They'll give you a free in-home consultation, do all the measuring and installation, and give you the best warranty in the industry.
I'll take it.
The house?
No, the number for Budget Blinds.
Right now, it's the biggest sale of the year at Budget Blinds. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation and receive incredible savings, promotions, and upgrades, including free invisible tilt on shutters. There's never been a better time to get the decor of your dreams. But hurry, the biggest sale of the year ends soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds, 1-800-260-6121. That's 1-800-260-6121. 1-800-260-6121.
Chris Plant here. You're invited to the best party in Washington, D.C. all year. No, it's not one of those boring D.C. dinners. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the Hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, will gather for a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris and get $100 off the ticket price. That's mrc.org/gala, promo code Chris.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital, like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together, from our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia 95. We can do this together. Through Stafford, the volume heading toward Aquai, again into Woodbridge, but travel lanes are reported open in the Lake Ridge area. For those of you that use Old Bridge Road, if you're heading eastbound toward I-95, the accident on Old Bridge Road is before you get to Minneville Road. Watch for police on the scene. You get by slowly, a little extra time needed. 66, the broken down before you get to 29 Centerville was over to the shoulder, so you see a bit of activity. Delays through Manassas. Now, around the Beltway, we've been in good shape through Annandale, Tyson, so far pretty much up at speed heading to the Wilson Bridge. If you're trying to get up to the Wilson Bridge on 210, it's the stalled car stalling the commute. Northbound on 210 before you get to Kirby Hill Road, watch for police on the scene there. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Maybe some areas of patchy fog this morning. Otherwise, the clouds will break partly cloudy as we go through the day. A stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm, and warmer than yesterday. I have 87 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Still 72 degrees at 626.
We can certainly argue about the way in which Snowden did what he did, but I think that he actually performed a public service by raising the debate that we engaged in and by the changes that that we made. Now, I would say that doing what he did, the way he did it, was inappropriate and illegal.
Kind of exactly what we've been saying for quite some time here, Brian Wilson, which is Edward Snowden broke the law. He should face some sort of penalty, but to call him a traitor and face the ultimate capital punishment for treason is probably overstepping it, since he actually he blew the whistle on some things.
Yeah,
John and Chantilly, what do you think of the 180 from Eric Holder now saying it was a public service?
I really like your show, but I think you guys are really wrong on this one. I work for the government. I'm in the military reserves, and doing this and putting all this information out on your own accord, is 100% wrong. There are many, many avenues to whistleblow. You can write congressmen, you can write senators, get in contact with your chain of command, even though he was a contractor. There are still government officials there.
Yeah.
Should
he face the death penalty, John?
Well, I don't know if in the military, I know he's a contractor, but in the military at war, if you run from the battlefield, that is punishable by death under the current law.
So
now, how to transfer that into Snowden? Snowden wasn't on the battlefield. He's the contractor, serving the public. I think it should be on the table, depending on his intent.
Okay.
On what he wanted to do.
John, we're out of time. I appreciate your call. I'm glad we got you in. I just want to say, in terms of him being able to go to a congressman or a senator or somebody, we have the director of National Intelligence testifying under oath in front of the Senate. He was asked point blank, are you doing this? And he lied to a U.S. senator who was asking the question. The climate did not exist for Edward Snowden to blow the whistle, in my opinion. But I do respect your opinion as well. That's why we do what we do, Brian.
That's right. I appreciate his work there.
It's 6:28 at WMAL.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-467-1443. That's 1-800-467-1443. 1-800-467-1443. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Coming up on WMAL, you're going to want to hear critter news. There's so much critter news. We might do critter news for the rest of the program this morning, Brian.
And then we're going to try to help Heather Hunter out.
Also, I will tell you the story of Maggie McMuffin and how she got kicked off an airplane. Bah, who doesn't want to hear that? After the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump is set to reveal details today of exactly how much money he raised for veterans groups at a rally in January and where all that money went.
Remember, he skipped a Fox News debate right before the Iowa caucuses to hold this fundraiser in Iowa instead. But ever since then, questions have dogged him about exactly how much money he raised, which veterans groups are benefiting. CNN has independently confirmed about $3 million of those donations, as well as a $1 million donation from Trump himself. But he's going to hold a press conference at Trump Tower later this morning where he's expected to lay out all the details of which veterans groups are benefiting from this.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. An incident last night in California proves that even Bernie Sanders events can attract protesters.
A huge crowd in California getting to see how quickly the Secret Service protection detail can spring into action after a few protesters from an animal rights group seeking to put a spotlight on its stance against agribusiness tried to rush the stage. It was all over in moments, but will be remembered as one more event in a strange and unpredictable presidential primary season.
Correspondent Joe Johns. North Korea has apparently failed at yet another missile launch attempt.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reports the mid-range missile exploded on a mobile launch pad as soon as the launch button was pushed. If confirmed, it would make the fourth failed missile launch attempt by the North since April. Japan reportedly ordered naval destroyers and Patriot anti-ballistic missile batteries to be ready to shoot down any projectiles.
Correspondent Scott Carr. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,873, the NASDAQ at 49,34. Sports, the Nats win, the O's lose. The Golden State Warriors advance to the NBA Finals, and at the Stanley Cup Finals, Pittsburgh takes Game 1. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I understand. And by that, I mean I see high-fear patients every day in my practice who come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my team is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable environment for you. We offer everything you need, from general and cosmetic dentistry to implants and implant-supported dentures. Choose from a variety of sedation options that allow you to be completely relaxed or fully asleep throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Call us today at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
What comes before the first kiss or the first I love you? Well, the first date, of course, and every relationship starts with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
Achoo! Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We still have a pretty calm start to the morning commute around the Capitol Beltway. Heaviest stretch will be topside, 95 and around to George Avenue for 270. About the volume through Urbana into Clarksburg, 95, Baltimore, Washington Parkway. Your lanes are reported open. Now let's get you Virginia, 95, where we do have the delays through Stafford and Inquia. Also in Stafford, the crash is on Courthouse Road. It'll be east of I-95 if you're heading eastbound before you get to Route 1, Jefferson Davis Highway. Watch for police there at the scene. Still have some activity on the shoulder in Centerville. Definitely a distraction for you. Eastbound 66 with delays almost back out of Gainesville. Jam through Manassas again before you get to 29 Centerville incident to the shoulder. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular. In just 6 months, Gerald Foley, a father of three, went from having a bad cough to something much more life-threatening. Fortunately, MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute was able to give him and his family a second chance. Find more at MedStarWashington.org/second chances. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Moisture well out off to the east of us out over the Atlantic Ocean. Still may see a stray shower storm today as a front approaches from the northwest. Partly cloudy otherwise, some patchy fog this morning. 87 tonight, 68, a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Clouds and sun tomorrow, passing shower, possibly a thunderstorm, and a high near 84 degrees with an east breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 68 in Haymarket, 66 in Waldorf, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Funny, coming up on this post-Memorial Day Tuesday, 7:05, John Fun National Review tells us the math involved in getting one of the Libertarian candidates up on the stage for the presidential debate. At 8:05, Ambassador John Bolton will be our guest. We'll talk about what happened in North Korea yesterday with a failed missile attempt and other important national security elements in the news. 8:35 brings us Larry Kudlow of CNBC. It's a stacked morning for you. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
It's time for Critter News here on WMAL, an expanded version of Critter News, a certified fan favorite. And interestingly enough, a couple of our stories have something to do with members of our little cast here on Mornings on the Mall. We'll start with crabs, because, you know, Larry, you are the crab cake czar of Maryland.
Of Maryland.
Well, allegedly you
Maryland's
are.
Crab cake czar. I'm the czar of the crab cake.
I know, and
I was
so
appointed
you know,
by the governor.
And you know what? That's right. Well, you say that. I've not.
No,
seen
he
the
said
paper.
That. I heard. You
I
heard
him. Where's the
you
paperwork?
Asked him,
you where's
asked
the little?
Him. Oh, so you don't
where's
trust you? Governor
where,
Hogan?
Where is your crab cake badge?
I got to talk to Annapolis about
okay,
that.
Okay. So anyway, if you can't have Maryland blue crabs. Then what do you want? You want those gigantic crab legs, those Alaskan crab legs. Those are pretty good.
They're okay.
Pretty tasty.
Yeah.
All right. So over at a giant store in 1300 block of H Street Northeast, guy decides he wants him some big crab legs. And so he sticks a couple of bags of crab legs in his backpack and leaves without paying.
Huh.
He is confronted by an officer, security officer there, who says, hey, look, those crab legs, you didn't pay for them. And so he asked him to follow him back into the store to have a little conversation about his alleged shoplifting habits. The man refused, pulled a gun, pointed it at the officer. The officer drew his service weapon and shot the man once. He's going to be okay. He fell to the ground, was later transported to Washington Hospital Center, we are told. But, you know, I mean, it just goes to show you, when you need some crab legs, you can get pretty desperate.
I suppose, or maybe, well, I think he had the munchies of some kind. He may have been under the influence. Was this Jameis Winston, by the way, the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
I remember that story.
Remember,
yeah.
At Florida State, he shoved crab legs down his pants and tried to make off with them. He forgot that he had to pay for them, he said. He got off scot-free, by the way.
Is there anything that you can do as the crab cakes are? This seems a little out of your
first
area.
First of all, they're from Alaska, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, I only deal with the byproduct, the actual crab cake.
You don't deal with the crabs?
No. That's merely an ingredient, a crucial ingredient, but no, I only hold dominion over the crab cake.
All right, and now we turn to our other story, which has to do with our ever-popular topic here on Critter News, cats.
Pussycat, pussycat, I love you.
You know, some people love their cats just a little too much, I think it's safe to say, and we're worried about these people. One of them might be Heather Hunter. We are not sure, but we think she may be headed down the path to being a crazy cat lady.
This is our executive producer
who holds
our future in her hands on a more basis, so I think that you better watch yourself.
I have to be careful here, because there's two things you never do. You never want to irritate, when you're in TV, you never want to irritate the makeup person, because they make you look good.
Sure.
And you never want to irritate your executive producer, but we're worried about it.
You always followed that through your career.
No, sadly, no.
Yeah.
But
stories I've heard.
So let's get, Heather Hunter is our executive producer, and she also is the owner of how many cats? What, a 7, 8, 9?
Wait, I think she's up to double digits now. How many fingers is that holding? Oh, she's only holding up one finger. But no. It's fascinating.
I don't think that has anything to do with the cat count.
Let's just leave it at this. She and her fabulous husband, Derek, are outnumbered by the feline species in their home.
Yeah.
There are more cats than humans in the home. That is a fair statement to make.
And that's a sign that you may be headed down the path. Well, in the Washington Post today, there's an article by a woman named Samantha Page Rosen, who says that, under any diagnosis of a modern American, she would be a crazy cat lady. She has three cats.
Okay.
And she says, look, but don't call me a crazy cat lady. And she goes on to talk about how she is sort of obsessed with her cats. She says, I like talking about my cats, because each one of them has an adorably specific personality that amuses me every day. I show pictures because they're cute enough to be cat models. I talk to my cats because they talk back to me and meow at me. I'm not their companion or roommate. I am their mother. That's right.
That's right there. That's when you know you are a crazy cat lady.
And in my humble opinion. But deep within this article is something that I think I had never heard before. Okay. There is a checklist that you need to look at to decide whether or not you're a crazy cat lady.
Okay.
And so, as sort of an intervention and a public service to our executive producer Heather Hunter, I just want to mention a couple of things on this list. And Heather can come in and weigh on it if she wants to, because if you wear clothing that has a cat motif, you may be a crazy cat lady.
Oh, we're doing the redneck thing.
Yeah, that's
all right.
Right.
So, all right. So, well, I have never seen her wear clothing with a cat motif.
If you talk endlessly about your cats, you may be a crazy cat lady.
I don't think Heather talks endlessly about her cat. There are moments where she'll say, oh, you should have seen what Ringo did yesterday.
Yeah,
when
know,
Ringo
I know, I know.
Jumped up. The cat's name is Ringo.
I do post a little bit on Facebook.
And there are some Facebook.
Yeah, there. Oh, now, see, I think that's a sign. you should, and they say if you dress your cats in cat clothing.
You know, I tried to get Derek interested in that for Christmas. Just, you know, I thought it'd be cute if they dressed up as a little elf or something.
Man.
But he said no. No,
this
not our
getting
cats.
Nervous. I'm surprised. Did Derek dress? Because honestly, a lot of these things.
I haven't done the, you know, cat fancy subscription yet. So
okay.
I'm good. I'm not quite there.
Finally, this is just, there's a long list, but here, these are the most important ones, I think. Do you maintain human contact? Well, I mean, she's on the show with us. I think that's an open question. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I think, look, the way it sounds...
I do have friends, yes.
Okay. So it sounds like that you're sort of on the border, Heather. And mm-hmm. because we love you and care about you, we mm-hmm. just want you to know that, you know, these things, you could easily go over the edge. You could easily be like this woman in the Washington Post who thinks that her cats are her children.
Yeah, do you do that thing?
You do you children. Think they're your children? Are they your babies?
I haven't gotten that far to call them fur children, although we have discussed several times about trying to write them off as dependents on the taxes. So
in the back of the window of your car,
if we could write them off.
The little finger, the stick mm-hmm. drawing of a man, a woman, and three cats, you know, like those are your kids.
Yeah.
On board.
Kitty on board.
Cat on board.
All right, Heather. So far, you're safe. You're not a crazy cat lady. Yeah, I mean, you're crazy, but not a cat lady. It's 6:44 on WMAL.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carol and Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy-efficient LED is put into play. Oh, wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novak team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novak, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5. Here's Jamie Whitten, by the way, wearing a beautiful kitty cat fluffy sweater.
Is
there.
That right?
Yeah, with a little jingle bell around the neck in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Don't call me crazy. Don't you dare.
All right, here we go. Around the Beltway topside, 95 to George Avenue. That's pretty normal. And not so normal is that the rest of the Beltway is really good. Through Bethesda, quiet. Good across the American Legion Bridge. A little bit of volume now before you get to 210 from Maryland to Virginia crossing the Wilson Bridge on 210. The stalled car, that's what's giving us the extra pressure still this morning. Northbound 210 before you get to Kirby Hill Road. Stay to the right to get on by. On 95 through Dale City, Woodbridge. Bridge, Newington, yes, stop and go. Same story with 395 through Landmark. Now, in Stafford, still have the delays on 95 and also have a crash just east of I-95 on Courthouse Road. So do watch for police to get you around that. And on 66, coming out of Gainesville through Manassas, we still have that activity. Initially, it was a stalled car, but now we have a couple of vehicles on the shoulder before you get to 29 Centerville. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Moisture well out off to the east of us out over the Atlantic Ocean. Still may see a stray shower storm today as a front approaches from the northwest. Partly cloudy otherwise, some patchy fog this morning. 87 tonight, 68, a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Clouds and sun tomorrow, passing shower, possibly a thunderstorm at a high near 84 degrees with an east breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
72 degrees right now at 6:47 on WMAL.
Give your yard the home field advantage with quality products from Long Fence. For over 70 years, we've covered all the bases for local homeowners by offering distinctive deck, patio, and fencing options and more. For your 25% off savings, visit longfence.com.
There was a lot of travel going on over the weekend, right?
Yes,
we talked about it, the TSA lines and everything. And no major incidents except up in Boston. In Boston, Massachusetts, a woman was kicked off of a JetBlue flight because, she wasn't posing a security threat, but apparently she was distracting everyone on board. She was wearing booty shorts.
We like shorts.
That's right. Now, you can see the picture she's got.
Deep within the vault for that one.
These are very, very tight little shorts. I would not let my daughter wear these, all right? They're black and white zebra striped. And she was also wearing thigh-high white socks with black stripes. So it matched. And a tiger sweater, actually.
I'm looking at
these
shorts.
It's definitely a jungle. You see what we're talking about here. And she was kicked off the plane. Now, what's interesting is, so she was flying from New York to Seattle. She had to connect in Boston. She was fine getting on at New York. There was like, no problem here. That's
anything
fine.
Goes in New York.
Yeah, absolutely. But apparently Boston is a little more uptight, and she couldn't get in. Well, now here's the interesting thing. And now, of course, this has become an internet sensation. She's taken pictures of herself and put it on Instagram and Facebook. Can you believe I was kicked off wearing these shorts? Now, maybe it's me, but this may be an attention-getting thing. See, apparently, this woman, she's a burlesque dancer.
Oh.
And she's not tiny, by the way. Her name is, I kid you not, her name is Maggie McMuffin.
Yeah.
Maggie McMuffin, the burlesque dancer, was kicked off the plane because of these shorts. By the way, the Facebook posting, in like 2 days, it got over 2,000 shares, I guess because it's a burlesque dancer wearing tight shorts. Or people are just very sympathetic to her cause and lending their opinion about whether this is inappropriate for being on a plane or not. Fox News asked the same question.
Short shorts causing quite a stir on a JetBlue flight from Boston to Seattle. A burlesque performer known as Maggie McMuffin was told by the pilot that she needed to cover up or get off the plane. McMuffin was angry because she had just arrived from a connecting flight where she was asked to change.
Okay, nothing pleases me more than when a teleprompter reader is forced in a serious voice to say a name like Maggie McMuffin.
Maggie McMuffin.
And then referred to her by her last name. McMuffin was outraged, but would that be Sausage McMuffin? Yeah. Or that's probably... Probably her onstage
and
partner.
Egg McMuffin, that's right, yeah. Uh-huh. I look at this, I don't find it that objectionable.
You're okay with these shorts?
I wouldn't want my daughter
that's
wearing
them. That's the question.
But,
would you want your daughter?
But now, apparently the company apologized, but the pilot did not.
No, the pilot...
Apparently it was the pilot's call.
Stands by my decision, yeah, absolutely. Well, the pilot needs to keep his eyes on the road, or on the clouds. By the way, we got to hear Maggie give her reaction.
My problem with this is that it's entirely subjective. And when we start to make women's bodies subjective, we get into a lot of really shaky areas
in
society.
When did Meghan McCain become a burlesque dancer?
No,
you play Maggie McMuffin and Meghan McCain, which, by the way, both have the same alliteration, and they are the same person. Since when? This is totally subjective. Chris Christie is dead to me. Maggie McMuffin, we stand by you and your shorts and whatever else that it entails. 6:50 on WMAL.
You always hear people say, take control over your own health. Well, a virtual physical is the first step in achieving that goal. And that's exactly what a recent patient did. A 31-year-old woman came into virtual physical because she was having mild headaches. She was scanned and they found a golf ball-sized tumor. She's doing okay, but only because of early detection. A virtual physical can detect things you don't know about before it's too late. A total body scan can detect plaque in your carotid arteries, which, if blocked, is a significant risk factor for a stroke. If you want to know what's happening with your health, the virtual physical body scan is just what you need. As we all know, early detection gives you a better chance for successful treatment. So be your own health advocate. Call today. Tell them you listen to WMAL and you'll get $150 off your total body scan. So call now. 301-984-9009 to schedule your appointment. That's 301-984-9009 or online at virtualphysical.com.
Hi, it's Jamie Whitten. I want to help navigate you to your way to a beautiful smile and great dental health. It's easy. All you need to do is drive to Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. You know, Larry O'Connor has been raving about Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. So I decided I'm going to check them out myself. So I did just that. And after visiting the office, I can confidently say Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is in a class all by itself. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, it's a place where you can go, where people who have had any dental fears can safely visit. Now, everything is talked about in advance. It's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed, and I know speed, that you are comfortable with. So trust me, if you have
any dental fear at all, maybe a nagging tooth pain or interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, all you need to do is call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
6:53. Now let's check in on your money over at the CNBC news desk. Here's Kate Rogers, who, as far as we know, does not know Maggie McMuffin. Right,
I
Kate?
You never? Do not, unfortunately. All right. But as far as your money goes,
more
sell
is
it.
The pity, yeah.
Sell in May and go away not so fast. Stocks are on track for their fourth winning month in a row, and futures today pointing to a higher open. Striking workers at Verizon will be back on the job tomorrow. Unions for the 40,000 landline and internet workers agreed to a tentative contract yesterday. Now, if approved, employees will get an 11% raise, but pay more for health care. Volkswagen's profits fell 19% in the first quarter. VW's business has been run down by that diesel emissions cheating scandal. Nestle stepping up its push into medicine. The company struck a deal to develop and market a milk allergy test for infants. It's a skin patch that would test for a protein allergy in cow's milk. And Oreo cookie maker Mondelez plans to roll out more apps and online videos. Its Twist, Lick, and Dunk app has been downloaded 7 million times, and it's also made much more money than anyone expected. Mondelez is now naturally working on a new Sour Patch Kids mobile app. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
6:55, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 95 pushing slowly through Stafford toward Aquia with travel lanes open. And in Stafford, we had the earlier crash on Courthouse Road. Callers tell me all cleared, and we're looking good. Courthouse Road just east of I-95 lanes reopened. Thank you for the update there. For Dale City, Woodbridge, Newington, just some of the stop and go. Still some activity had been on the shoulder on 66 eastbound as you come past the visitor center and head toward Centerville. Delays out of Gainesville and around the Beltway, topside College Park to Silver Spring stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A dry start to a new work week, an abbreviated week. Clouds in this morning but breaking and becoming just partly cloudy with some patchy fog. As we go through the first part of the day, stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon, up to 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Sijic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, we're looking at 72 degrees in the nation's capital. The time is 6:56.
Your retirement is on your mind. Will your retirement years be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Come learn what you need to know at my seminar, Preparing for Retirement. Thousands have attended, and now it's your turn. Make sure you're doing everything right for your retirement years. The seminar will show you how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, how to get the most from Social Security, and how to make sure your assets are protected and distributed as you want. Investments, Social Security, wills, and trusts. Master these so you can enjoy a comfortable and successful retirement. The seminar comes to Tyson's Corner and and Arlington, Saturday, June 4th at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
C's and D's get degrees. Well, maybe not for students at a small Ohio college who want to erase any grade lower than a C. They also want to replace midterm exams with conversations. Seems the Oberlin students think that they've had a tough year. Some spent so much time protesting various injustices, they forgot about schoolwork. Now, they don't want to be held accountable. The students said getting a bad grade or test score could hurt their mental health. Well, that might be right. College is supposed to challenge you, expose you to different views, and help you get ready for life's challenges. The dread of doing poorly should drive you to do well. Good luck telling your boss at work that criticism hurts your mental health, or that you couldn't get your job done because you were out protesting. Someone has helped paying these kids' education, parents or government subsidies or scholarships. I think having to explain to the people paying the bills why you wasted those precious education dollars might be just the education they need. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Coming up on WMAL.
Why are so many people upset about the death of a gorilla at the Cincinnati Zoo? We'll explore that and take your call.
We'll also talk to John Fonding, get the breakdown from him on what a Libertarian Party candidate needs to do to be part of the debates and maybe even be a spoiler in November.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL.